We're going to Moycullen in County Galway next, where many people, including a lot of school children, gathered at the Church of the Immaculate last night. The children were there to remember their friends and classmates, 14-year-old Kira and 9-year-old Saoirse Bowden, who were killed along with their mother Una when the car they were travelling in collided with a truck on the N17 near Claremorris on Tuesday. Their dad David was working in Africa. We'll talk to the priest who presided over last night's prayers shortly. The family were actively involved in many of the local sports clubs. Our reporter Sally-Ann Barrett has been speaking to the PRO of Uachtaráin Rugby Club, Julianne Brown, where both girls were players while their mum Una provided IT assistance to the club.
We are all devastated in Uachtaráin Rugby and in the wider community. I myself am from Moycullen, not too far away, and the Bowdens were very active in many sports, both in Moycullen and in Uachtaráin. So it's such a tragedy for the area. Three beautiful, kind, loving, caring ladies just gone in a moment.
You mentioned that they were very active in the local community in a number of sports. You knew all of them quite well yourself.
I did indeed. I work in one of the primary schools in Moycullen, and I would know them both in and out of the school in regards to music and choirs. So I was very fortunate to have them in my choirs and to have met Una quite a number of times in regards to that, and what a joy they were. Such multi-talented family, and a pleasure for all to meet them, always with beautiful big smiles on the sideline for Uachtaráin girls rugby, or getting in with the tackles and running and scoring the tries in the rugby club and at the many games that they played. And
Julianne, for yourself and others there that are involved in the club, how is the community responding to this terrible, terrible news?
The community are in shock. The majority of them are coming together. The people have been going to the church, praying together. People have been coming together. They're talking to the children, and talking is very, very important, especially to for young children, to get them aware of what has happened and not to shy away from the wonderful personalities that Kira and Saoirse had, and indeed Una, and to remember them fondly through talking about them. Remembering their beautiful smiles, remembering the energy that they had and the quiet energy that they had. They were very quiet girls, yet they had this beautiful energy about them, and their smiles really lit up the rooms and the playing fields, and every photo we have of them through the Uachtaráin girls rugby is of them smiling. So it's a beautiful tribute to have, and a wonderful memory and legacy to have of their wonderful, vibrant spirits.
That was Julianne Brown from Uachtaráin Rugby Club remembering the Bowden family with our reporter Sally-Ann Barrett. Meanwhile, basketball player Cian Ryhill is a member of Cumann Kispell Moycullen. Speaking to our reporter Donnacha O'Murachu, he paid tribute to fabulous under-14 star Kira.
Just shocked throughout the club, obviously. She was a fabulous young player, playing with the under-14 team, had been with the club for a long number of years. Tragedy all around. It strikes us she was due to head down to Limerick on Monday coming now with the under-14 Galway team, which we selected to. It's little things like that that start to bring home some magnitude of the tragedy. Just nothing we can say other than just our thoughts are with her family, her friends, all her teammates.
That's basketball player Cian Ryhill. Let's speak to Father Martin Whelan. He's parish priest at Moycullen in County Galway. Father Whelan, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Good morning.
Desperately sad news. A fabulous picture of Una, Kira and Saoirse in many of this morning's newspapers. What more did you know of the family?
Well, Una in particular was involved in so much in the community. Parents Association with Tullycoyne, one of our schools here, and fundraising for Scolmuira. They lived in the village up until recent years, until they moved out to the other side of the parish, Gortha Halla, where they bought and restored an old cottage. So they were very much engaged in the various different areas of the parish, even though Moycullen is quite big population. It's a lot of they'd be very typical of the family living here. people who, kind of young families, commute to Galway, even though, of course, David and her husband worked abroad. But there's a lot of young families here, so a lot of sports clubs that play at top level, a lot of social clubs, and the family were very much involved in all of them. So they were very well known. That's why the community is so devastated.
You had a service last night where classmates of the two girls were attending. Tell us about that.
It was just very simple. We would have had prayer service anyway yesterday evening for Spy Wednesday during Holy Week. So we just dedicated that half an hour of prayer and remember the family. And it was also just an opportunity for people to gather as well. Today and tomorrow, the schools and sports clubs will be organising gatherings as well. Of course, the principals, because we have four schools here in Mycullamh, two were directly affected. Scolamuro, where Ciara went to school before the family moved to the other side of the parish, and then Tully Kine. And they're working with NEPS, the National Education Psychological Service, to provide the supports and just let people know the services that are available.
Father Martin Whelan, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Father Whelan is parish priest at Mycullen in County Galway.